Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. And for the first time in 2022, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Joe and I have had many discussions here lately. We're not going to talk about it, some of those at all here today, but we are going to talk about the gun-related ones. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm as good as I was about 3 hours ago when we were talking on the phone. there's the crosstalk. Some of the crosstalk will never be published. It's never been recorded. Never even got. There's no minutes taken, no nothing. Anyway. Is it fair to say that in the custom gun market, especially the custom 1911 gun market, that a lot of guys, a lot of names, a lot of makers, in the name of getting the gun out, in the name of getting more guns out, that their quality control is beginning to become, shall we say, lackluster?
Yeah, I think sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what I've seen. Either that or that was their quality all along, and nobody pointed it out, which is also a possibility.
Right. But, okay, now, before you, and maybe this is a Marvel thing, I don't know, but before you, I had never heard about guns being built based upon math, which is measurements and fittings and tolerances and all these other things that you build into your guns. I've got my Fat WMGC here right in front of me. It still functions. I've probably had this a couple of years now. I don't know how many times I've fired it. It still feels like it did the day I got it. And it still functions the same way I did, which is crazy accurate. And I have in time, over the course of having this, I have had other guns that simply don't measure up to it. And the only thing that I can see that is the common denominator there is that I never hear any of the other builders talking about the math.
Yeah.
So is that the issue? Is that are they approaching it on quantity more than quality? And should a custom gun, should that actually be the model for that? For well, let's see how many of these we can get out.
Well, I think what happens sometimes is, well, I don't know. It's a tricky slippery slope. See, because you can't for sure know what other companies are thinking, although I've had certain companies tell me flat out, we know our clients don't shoot our guns, so there's, you know, we build them to this specification. Cool. Okay. Well, what happens when you get that one client that does shoot the gun and it doesn't function, or it doesn't run for very long, or it's inaccurate, or whatever the case may be, you know, well, then they have to deal with it. I think to some degree, some of these companies, you know, they enjoy the limelight and the cool looks, and I don't think some of them know the math, right? I think that's the bottom line. I don't think some of them have a good enough QC system set up to where they can go, okay, this is no good, we got to redo this. I think some companies, they have a QC system and they just go, guys aren't shooting our guns, so send it, it's good enough. I absolutely believe that happens, based on some of the guns that I've reviewed in the past year. And then, you know, this is the first time ever that anybody has ever talked about the math and actually sat down and did a quantitative measurements on these guns and analyzed them and said, oh, all of these guns are basically the same and they're not as good as a 1950s Colt measurements wise. Now they look cooler, right? If you're not a traditionalist, if you like fancy cuts and all kinds of different colors and whatever, they look cooler, but they don't measure any better. So you're paying, what you're actually paying for is the looks, not the performance. And that's the thing that I think it's important for people to understand is if you go buy XYZ brand, and it's $5,000 for this gun, you may not be paying for the performance. But the consumer deserves to know, and that's my opinion, which, you know, I've made plenty of enemies over the past year because of that opinion, you know. Because companies don't want people to know.
Well,
if they did, they'd have been measuring and putting the measurements out there all along. They do this thing where they build a gun, it's super cool, it's awesome, whatever. They shoot a target at 15 yards off of a bench rest. They shoot a 3 or 5 shot group at 15 yards. It looks like a clover leaf. And everybody's like, ooh, ah, oh.
So,
all right, well.
Let me ask you this. So with guns, and I mean where you're finding most of the discrepancies, isn't this where the actual gun is supposed to do the very basic thing of having chamber depth or fit or something like that? And isn't there sort of a standard by that? And are they bypassing that standard?
I think some of the companies, excuse me, Bill. I think some of the companies don't know the standards. You know, I just had a conversation with a buddy of mine last night who's a custom gunsmith. He's got a small shop. And, you know, I've heard this before. Guys have said this before to me and to other people that I know that have passed it on to me. Well, those are Joe's specifications. Okay, you're right. And it's important to remember, you know, like I have a friend, my buddy who I'm talking about, Mike Curtis, who owns Curtis Custom Shop in Virginia. He's an amazing gunsmith. Like, I have a gun on order from him. We've talked about him before here on the show. You know, Mike does some things that are completely different than me, but his guns still perform. He has as long of a track record as I do on performance, reliability, accuracy, national championship wins, all that stuff. Mike is world class, but he does some things different than me. And that goes to show that there are more ways to skin the cat than just one, and I acknowledge that and recognize that. And I'm always picking his brain or a couple other buddies of mine's brains that do things different than me, so I can see, you know, if there's other things that I can improve. And they do the same thing. They pick my brain, and we swap notes, and we see, you know, how we can improve. The problem is when you stop doing that and you just go, we're just going to build this product because it looks cool and we're going to make our money, boom, well, then what are people paying for? They're paying for cool looks.
Yeah. Coming up on the first break.
Skinny jeans, Bill.
Yeah. Coming up on the first break. And if you're interested in 1911s, if you're looking for a gun, the first place you got to go is Chambers Custom. And, you know, I'm not the only one that feels the way I feel about the way Joe builds a gun. I am just one of them. There are a lot bigger names than mine that feel the same way about what Joe does when he builds a gun. So, check him out, ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, Joe, I did that purely for the benefit, the educational benefit of any broadcaster out there, because that's what happens when you lose your place. Get all wonky in the order of operations.
Gotcha.
So, got to say something. I've never done that before. So if somebody, now you're saying that you think maybe you don't know whether or not they know the standard of what it should be, because there should be certain common denominators among certain specifications on any 1911, right?
Should be, yes.
And then the custom part comes wherever the special sauce is, the special twist that the builder will put to it to make it, you know, uncommonly accurate, uncommonly, you know, less of a less recoil impulse, that kind of thing. So that's where that comes. But the very basic standards of any 1911, they should all be the same, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody gets a custom gun, and since we don't know we know with in the case of a couple of places, because you've done a couple of reviews with guns, and then you've called them, whoever built it, and said, hey, did you know this went out, or you know it went out this way? And you've had various things like, well, you know, our customers don't shoot the guns, or maybe they said, no, we didn't know, or whatever it is you said, and they said. When somebody, if somebody does that, if somebody, like one of the guns that you have reviewed, which recently you reviewed one that I'm very familiar with, what did you advise the owner of that gun to do? Or do you fix them yourself, or what happens with that?
No, I told the owner, I says I would send it back to the factory, you know, because it's under warranty. So let them deal with it. Let them fix it. You know, a lot of times after I do these, I get two responses, typically majority responses. Let's go one of two ways after a review. Either the owner's like, beep that, I'm selling it as soon as I get it back. Or I'm going to send it back to the manufacturer and get it fixed, and then I'm going to sell it. Because, you know, people get jaded, you know. They thought they had something at whatever level they perceived it to be, and then they find out that it's not even at that level, and they're like, oh, wow. And it's interesting, too, Bill, because I've done reviews of my own guns that we build, just to have transparency and show people that, okay, here's a gun that I built that has, you know, 3,000 rounds on it, and this is the kind of wear it has. Here's a gun that Eric built that has, you know, 9,000 rounds that I never cleaned, and this is the kind of wear it has. So you can see that, okay, these guns, you know, do open up over time depending on the care and treatment of them, but most of these guns that I get into review are new or basically new.
So, I'm sure you've got a little feedback from some of the companies when you give them a buzz. But when you do that, is it your impression that they didn't know the standard? Or are they? Do they profess to say, we didn't know that got away that way?
It depends. You know, some companies I don't contact because I know they're already angry as soon as the review goes out. You have to keep in mind that some of these companies, that is their standard. Just how they build guns. That's okay. I've said all along, that's okay. It's okay if that's how you build guns. But the public, I feel, my opinion, again, is the public deserves to know what they're buying. You know, back in the day, when you were a young man and I was a child, we had this thing called Consumer Reports.
Yes,
right?
We sure did.
And it's still around, I guess. But it's not popular like it was, because now you can get on the internet and search forums and all that stuff. But, you know, before that was popular, we had Consumer Reports, and you pay your money. And, you know, if you were going to buy a new dryer, you could look at Consumer Reports, and they would give you a critical analysis of every dryer on the market, because they had bought every dryer on the market and tested the living crap out of them. And seeing how they fail, when they fail, how much they were to repair, you know, all the different things, and they rated these. And I'm not rating guns. I'm just giving the math. I think rating them would be uncouth, to be honest with you. But,
sure.
But you know, if we can do that with things like dryers, tires, washing machines, you know, cars, whatever, why shouldn't we be allowed to do that with handguns that cost five times what a new washing machine and dryer cost?
Well, I you know, yes, I think that should be the case. The thing, though, and this is the thing about expectations, right? Now, if I get a Dan Wesson pistol, I've shot a few of them, I expect them to shoot the way the ones I have always shot them shoot, which is adequate. They're not dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They're not anything special. But they do the task that they're set up to do. They're not fancy. They're just adequate. And then you got these pseudo guns out there like Kimber that I've owned one or two of those, where they're not actually, you know, I don't think they're worth the money. Because they've got a price on it like it's a, you know, sort of a semi-boutique gun. But at the same time, they still want you to go out there and shoot it 500 times so that you'll grind down the metal in the slide in the fit to where it'll work mm-hmm. better, right? And they do that as a matter of policy, like you're talking about. That's the way they build guns. But then when you get up into, like, Staccato is an excellent case study because there you're breaking $2,000 at that point. And while they don't have the same degree of fit that you have, they figured out an adequate low end and high end of that fit, and everything. I don't think, except for a couple of things that you mentioned, that they've had any guns coming back because they just work pretty good for the price. They're very good for the price. And we're going to break.
Yeah,
and we're going to break, and we'll continue this when we get back. You can find Joe on Instagram. Joe is very Instagrammy. He gets out there and find him at Chambers Custom. Also on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Also on YouTube at Chambers Custom. He's all over the place. He just lacks imagination when he's naming the channels. But it's all Chambers Custom because, well, you know, when you are the optimum, you don't have to change your name from place to place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died on Pearl Harbor on September 11th, you know, it just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 5. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. The East Coast is bracing for what could be the first bomb cyclone of 2022. Meteorologists saying a major winter snowstorm is hitting tonight into tomorrow that could result in below zero temperatures and heavy snow. The snow is expected to spread from West Virginia and Virginia through Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and much of southeastern New England. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom about, you know, what should you expect from a custom gun? Now, besides the actual mechanics, the actual math that gets missed in the building of these custom guns, and I'm gonna use a comparison. I was sitting in a hospital parking lot today, and as I'm sitting there, I saw no fewer than 10 pharmaceutical reps pull in, get out their little rolling briefcase with all their little samples, throw up the handle, roll it in there to go out there and to push a bunch of drugs to where they're going to get a kickback from the doctor if they prescribe. Some of them may be good. Some of them probably untested. Who knows? I don't know. I've become quite leery of drugs and prescriptions here of late. So when I see that, I'm thinking, is that for the better of, is that for the good of me? Or is that for the good of that hospital system over there? So with you or with any of these gun makers, you don't actually mine the steel or anything, or do you actually grind down your own slides and turn your own barrels? But how do you get these things?
No, you know, that's we order parts from companies that make parts, and we have them made to our specifications, oversized, and then we fit them.
Right.
You know, and so yeah, I mean, I certainly, I know your vein here. because we've talked about it a little bit earlier. But yeah, that's another aspect of the gun building is, you know, sometimes gun companies, they'll hire outside consultants, right, to help them design a gun or to come up with different ideas or whatever. And a lot of times these companies don't hire people who actually build guns. Matter of fact, most of the time they don't. Or if they do hire somebody like that, they also have an outside consultant, you know, that's a parts guy or whatever, or, you know, famous personality. And some of these people have great ideas, and some of them are just clueless as a ball in high weeds. You know, they've never built a gun, so they have a preconceived notion of how it should work, but it doesn't work that way. And I've seen this a number of times, and, you know, this is not against engineers at all, but gun companies are prone to hire engineers, mechanical engineers, right? You're a mechanical engineer, gun's a mechanical item, so we're going to hire you to consult us on how to make this gun work better. But the mechanical engineer has never built a gun. He doesn't understand what happens inside the gun when the gun goes boom, because there's all kinds of actions to the, you know, reactions to the action of an explosion. And so they end up steering the gun company down the wrong path. And then you get guns that are less than stellar. They're less than what they could be.
Right.
You know, and you see this with all kinds of parts, extractors, ejectors, barrels, all kinds of stuff. You know, case in point, there was a company a couple years ago that came out with a really innovative, cool gun. I won't mention the name on the web show here, but on the radio show, but really cool gun, new design, right? It was amazing. And I got one. I bought one because I wanted to check it out and I wanted to see what it was all about. I liked the gun. I made some modifications to it. I ground the light rail off of it. I did a trigger job. I did some other things to it. And when I went to shoot it at 25 yards, it wouldn't even hardly hit the black on a BA target from a rest. And I'm like, wow, this is maybe something's wrong with my ammo, you know? I mean, I shoot a lot, so you never know. So I got some different ammo. I tried it again, same thing, same problem. I mean, you could hit a barn door at 20 yards. That's how accurate this thing was.
Mm.
And so it got me to thinking about a previous project that I had worked on with 22 caliber guns. And so I mic'd the bore on this barrel. I slugged the bore and checked it out, and a 9mm barrel should be 355. Well, this one was 358 to 359. And so basically, you know, you're just throwing bullets down a tube at that point. They're not going to be accurate.
Are they moving as they're going down something when it's that far out?
They're not moving, but they're not actively engaging the rifling properly. So when they leave the barrel, they're not stabilized.
Okay.
And it's almost like you're shooting a shot out barrel, basically. And so I called the company and I talked to them about it, and they had had inaccuracy issue complaints. And I talked to them about it, and they were like, well, you know, this is a spec, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, whoever told you that's wrong? Well, our engineer told us that was the right spec. I'm like, oh, say no more. the old engineer excuse, you know. And
right.
It turns out, you know, the guy didn't know anything about rifle. He didn't know anything about barrels. And unfortunately, the company went under, and the product has now faded into obscurity because, and I say unfortunate because it was a really cool product, and you know the one I'm talking about. You know, it was a neat gun, but, you know, it went the way of the car named the same thing. It's gone.
I'm trying to remember what that was, but I don't remember what it was. But let's move on.
But yeah. So sometimes these parts makers who are giving advice on guns, you know, and some of them are famous, but they ain't never built some. You know, some of these guys have never built guns for a living. They've never problem solved guns for a living. And so, you know, their job is to sell you parts,
whether you need them or not. Let me ask you this: when so like in your case, you're the master gunsmith at Chambers Custom. I don't know how you would. I know Brandon. I know Eric and Brandon are really, really good. I don't know, would they be considered masters?
Well, we're all students of the gun, but they're exceptional builders.
Gotcha. So, with you guys, when you're looking at a gun, do you already have in your mind's eye that this is when you're ordering the parts you order, are you ordering them because you can make them the size you want them to be, fit them to the size you want them to be, but you already have in your mind's eye what the gun's going to be, and you tailor make the selection of the components based upon the gun you want to build, not the guy that's coming around saying, you know, Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you have to keep in mind that over the years, I've tried a ton of different parts.
Sure.
You know, I've had companies send me hammers and sears and recoil plugs.
But when you do that, when they send you these parts, do you have like a Frankenstein gun that everything gets tested on to see if it's going to work before you say, I'm going to adopt this, order 5,000 of them?
Well, it just depends on what part is. You know, if it's a hammer, sear, disconnector, screw, if it's a trigger control part, I can just drop that in one of my guns, you know, and give it a try. And I'll know very, very shortly whether or not it's going to work for me or not. And, you know, some of the parts that I don't use, that other people use, they're perfectly serviceable parts, right? I just don't like the way the fitment is. I don't like the way they look, or I don't like how that particular part functions. It doesn't make it a bad part. It just means it doesn't fit my needs. But the vast majority of parts that we use, like card barrels, for example, Caspian frames and slides, I've tested that stuff over the past decade and a half, and I know.
Hang on right there. Caspian frames and slides. We'll pick it up when we get back. ChambersCustom.com. This is 1911 University. Find them at ChambersCustom.com. Get involved in the ecosystem. That means order one of the guns. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. Talking about, really, you know, what you should expect out of a custom, a true custom 1911, 2011, 2019, whatever you want to call it. And what Joe has observed over time. Now, do you think... Do you see anybody making moves that sort of parallels what you do? Are there other gun builders out there sort of paralleling what you do?
No, not that I've seen.
Hobble. It's just hobble. Well, I mean, is it just not... And then here comes the next question, because some of these guys sell guns that cost a lot more than most of the guns you sell, that exceed the working man's gun by, you know, $1,500. So are they ripping people off, or are you underpriced?
Oh, I would never say that somebody is ripping somebody off publicly. You know, it took me a long time after I started my own shop, several years, for me to come to terms with the idea that there's a place for most companies in the market. That was a difficult thing for me because, you know, if you have a certain feeling about yourself, and your product, right? Then when you see other companies doing stuff, it's easy to look down on people, right? It's always easier to look down on people than to, you know, see them as an equal or as a, just a straight in line different product. And so, it's one of those deals where now when I look at these companies, I go, you know, they have their niche. You know, for, you know, I'll give you one example, you know, a company that we buy some parts from time to time is Nighthawk. Nighthawk has their niche. They build a certain type of gun. If you want that kind of gun, then that there's your place to go. You know, do they build a gun that is mathematically the same as me? No, they don't. They know that. I know that. They can't because of the production numbers that they, well, they can't the way they do it with the production numbers that they have. Does that make them a bad company to buy a gun from? That's up to the customer to decide that. For me to say, oh, you know, don't buy from this company or that company, that's poor form. That's uncouth. And so I think it's the way to look at it from my point of view, from a guy that builds guns professionally for a living, is you have to make the best decision for you. It's your money. However, here's the caveat. You deserve to have the most information, the most knowledge for your purchase decision that's available. You don't go to a car dealership and buy the first car that the guy tries to sell you just because he tries to sell it to you.
Right.
You go to a car dealership to buy a car, you've already done the research. You already know what the sticker price is. You already know what the invoice price is. You already know the features you want. You know, you've already looked at the maintenance history of these vehicles. Why shouldn't you do the same thing if you're buying a gun, specifically a handgun that you're going to carry or use for duty or whatever? And so that's kind of the approach that I've taken now is, you know, this is a massive market. It's a multi hundreds of billions of dollars a year market. There's plenty of room for everybody. If you feel like that company builds a gun to the quality level that you want, by all means, buy a gun from them. If you're unhappy with it, take it up with them. Right? But far be it from me to tell you don't buy that gun. But I will tell you, here's the math behind those guns so that you can make an educated choice.
So, okay. But then the question for me becomes this. I own no guns that I don't carry.
Mm-hmm.
And like with the guns that I do have, I like to think of them as excellent examples of what they are. Some of them, I've got a few production guns here. I've got a few poly 80 frames that have been worked over by a guy that could do custom guns if he wanted to. But, you know, he just made a infallible Glock clone. Because I tried to foul it up. It went through a class. They went through classes at Tactical Response. They were thrown all over the place and dropped and stepped on. And the only thing I didn't do is drive them behind, you know, drag them behind my vehicle. So they work pretty good. So and the point of this is, if I'm looking at two guns and they're both the same price, I want the best gun for that money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this is where the issue comes in, the lack of education, right? The lack of
right.
The lack of information.
Yep.
So who is responsible for providing that information, or should it come down to the consumer?
Well, I think the person that should be responsible for providing that information is the manufacturers of the guns. Unfortunately, most of the time, they don't want you to know the math. For whatever reason. I don't know the reason. I'm not going to, you know, supposition the reason. They don't put the math out there for whatever reason. That's fine. Okay? So, in the vacuum of that, then it's my opinion that the knowledge should come from somebody who actually has the ability to disseminate that knowledge. And that's not a parts maker who's never built guns. That's not an engineer who's never built guns.
Right.
That is somebody who's in the field, who has built guns, who builds guns, and can say, okay, here's my particular standard, and then here's how these guns are built.
Right.
And I think that's key. You know, when you look at it, that's really key because, for example, with me, when I come out and I say, hey, this is my standard and this is the math on this gun, I'm not saying this gun is garbage. I never say that. I don't come out and, you know, badmouth the company or whatever. I just say, here's my standard, and here's the standard this gun was built by.
Well, in the remainder of the time, let me see if I can sum this up, and you tell me if I get it right. So, and this is the thing about Joe. Joe doesn't really have a dog in the fight. All Joe is doing is he's doing a review. He's got like four or five numbers here on a wall that he says, standard, standard, standard. And then he takes measurements of these guns and says, oh, these are not up to standard. The math is not equal. The math is not working. So really not a dog in the fight with this. But I will say this. If you are in the market for a custom 1911 and you're going to have to wait on the build no matter who it is, and you're looking at, and think of all the names. I'm not going to mention the names either. I'll play the discretion game with Joe. All of them are comparable in price to Joe, and none of them, in my experience, are uniformly the same as Joe's guns are. And Joe's measurements all pan out. They all work well. I've shot multiple examples of his guns. I've always been amazed by each and every one. The one I own, every time I shoot it, I'm amazed. So, that's why we do 1911 University, trying to get you to understand that education is the key. And thank you for joining me tonight. Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you.
And we'll be doing this again next week. You're not going to SHOT Show, right?
Negative, Ghost Rider. No.
Roger that. Neither am I. I'm not going either. So thank you very much for joining me tonight. As for me, I will be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.